the beginning of this week's parsha, Parsha Kitista, prior to getting to the key story in all the parsha, which, what's the key story in all the parsha? The key story, right? Matan Torah. Chayta Egel, right? That's what we all meant. So there are a number of short parshiot, short paragraphs that the parsha begins with. The first one talks about the Machzit HaShekel. The second one talks about building the kiyar from which the Kohanim washed their hands in the Mishkan. The third one talks about preparing the Shemen HaMishcha. And the fourth one talks about preparing the Ktoret, the incense that was used to be Machzir every day in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. And it tells us how to make the ktoret, the various kinds of samin, the various kinds of ingredients and herbs that we use in making the ktoret. And as part of the process, the Torah tells us, v'shachakta mimena hadek, that you should crush it very well, very finely. It should be crushed very well. Okay. The Gemara, Masechet Krisos, and Daf Vav says that while they were crushing the besamim to be used in the ktoret, the Gemara says that they had to do something, and it says ukeshehu shochek omer hadek heitev heitev hadek. It says when he was crushing it, so he has to say you should crush as well. Well, it should be crushed. Why the fish are called Yafel of Psalmim? Because speaking is very good for the Psalmim. I don't know exactly what that means. You know, they talk about that sometimes if you have a plant in your house, if you have two plants, and one you talk to every day and the other one you ignore and you like don't talk to, they claim that the one that you talk to will grow better than the one that you don't talk to. I don't know. I never tried it. So it says Nesha called Yafel of Psalmim. Okay, says it's good for the son. There's a Gemara in Menachos, and that's a Zayin, which talks about working with wine. And when it comes to working with wine, the Mishnah points out that the person who was working with the wine, Daska, didn't speak. He went out of his way not to speak. And here Rabbi Yochanan says, Kishem shahadibur yafel apsamim kach dibur ra layayim. Just like speaking is good for the psamim, it's bad for the wine. Talking is bad for the wine. So again, I never tried talking to my wine, not talking to my wine, or talking to my psamim. I never tried. This is what the Gemara says. But I saw that the Sefer Ver Yosef from Rabbi Yosef Solan said that the Gemara here has a deeper meaning. May very well be that to be understood pshat, if you should talk to the psalmim and not talk when it comes to wine, but there's a much deeper message as well. What does it mean, shakshem shakol yafel apsalmim kach kol ra layay, hadibur ra layay? What does yayin represent? So Yayin represents Olam Hazeh, Chomrius. The Aramaic word for Yayin is Chamra. Then life of Gashmius. Yayin is Olam Hazeh. What does Psalmim represent? So we know that we have to smell the Psalmim on Motzei Shabbos. Why do we have to smell the Psalmim on Motzei Shabbos? Because our neshama would otherwise be depressed because we lose our neshama yetera. So the psalmim is something that doesn't so much affect the guf, but rather affects the neshama. Our neshama is otherwise depressed because it lost its neshama yetera, and therefore we smell the psalmim because it revives the neshama. So what does Rabbi Yochanan mean when he says, Kishem Shahakoli Adibu Yafalap Sonim Kahdibu Rala Yayin? The message is as follows.
When it comes
to Olam Hazeh, when it comes to Chomrius,
talking is not good.
The less we talk, the better off we are. Chazal tell us, in Pirkei Avos, Lo Matzasi Laguf Tov Mishtika. I haven't found anything better for the body than to be quiet. Because the moment we start talking about the Inyanim of Olam Hazeh, one thing leads to another, and it's hard to control ourselves, and to receive us a Lashon Hara, and to be complaining and yelling, and responding to people who say things about us, and we respond to them, and create machlokas. Things just can get out of hand very well, very easily. So when it comes to the Chomrios, it's better to be quiet. But when it comes to Inyanim of Ruchnios, then, the more the merrier. The more we talk about the Divrei Torah, the more we talk about the Inyanim Ruchaniyim, so we're much better off. Things are much better. The Gemara in Masechet Chulin Adaf Peites quotes a pasuk from Tehillim Nun Chet. Which Tehillim are we up to today? We're up to almost up to Nun Chet? Today's Nun Chet? I don't know. Not quite. But the pasuk says, "Aumnam Eilim Tzedek Tadaveru." So the Gemara has a play on words here, and the Gemara says, "Ma Umanasu Shal Adam BaOlam Hazeh." What should be a person's tafkid in this world? Yasim Atzmo Ki Eilim. Should make himself mute. When it comes to Olam Hazeh, we're better off. The less we say, the better. It says, "Yochal Atle Divrei Torah." You might think the less Divrei Torah you say is also better. Talmud Lomar Tzedek Tedaberu. So then, when it comes to Inyanim like Tzedek, then you should talk to him. I know that at the beginning of the year, I think Rabbi Haber gave a Shir Chloe, he talked a little bit about the Dmut of Rami Talzatah. Shir Yishivah, the Dmut during the summer. At the Levaya, his son spoke, and he spoke about one of the key characteristics of his father that he admired the most. Was his father's koach hashtika. It was pretty amazing. Rav Amital gave tremendous sichot and tremendous shiurim, and would be quoted all the time in the news media and elsewhere. But he spoke about his father's koach hashtika. So because his father used his koach hadibor from Yanim Ruchinim, he used his koach hadibor. But when it came to all the politics and all the petty comments that people would make, and he'd have to respond. No one else shall love the Olam Hazeh, Yosem Atzmo Ki Eilim. He was mute. This is Meshachol Yafiv Lapsamim, Veina Kol, Veina Dibur, Tov Layayim. And that, I think, is something that we can all learn from. It's not easy. It's not easy to try to control how we speak and what we speak about. But, it should be a bit of a start on Shabbos. Like, well, what's the conversation at the Shabbos table? The conversation at the Shabbos table, the family can't always be only Divrei Torah. Sometimes people don't. But the nature of the comment, more to talk about Ruchnius and Yanim and less about Gashmius and Yanim, and stay away from the politics and stay away from the Chomrius. The less we are medaber about the Yonim of the Yayin, the better off we are. And the more that we can be medaber about the Yonim Ruchniyim, the better off we are. And that's exactly, I think, the message that the Yoki says from the Parsha of the Psalmin, what we learn from the Gemara in the Nachos. It says, Dama Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Shadibu Yopel HaPsalmin. It's always good for Ruchni Yisinyanin, Kach Dibur Alayayin. In the Chomri Yisinyanin, the less that we say, the better.